Welcome to today's Word of Life study, which is a Speaking of Life production published in the US by Grace Communion International and can be visited and subscribed to on gci.org.
In the 1970s, experts posited that we were exposed to 500 to 1600 advertisements a day. Now the numbers are more like 6000 to 10000. And that's just ads. It doesn't count the texts, emails, phone calls, and shows that we watch. We are flooded with information in the modern world. And all this at the click of a mouse or the touch of a screen. We can experience more entertainment in a few hours than most ancient people encountered over a lifetime. All of this comes at us so quickly that we ignore much more than we take in, and we've forgotten how to slow down. And sometimes we need to slow down. Sometimes we need to stop and pay attention to a moment. Throughout his ministry, Jesus showed an amazing ability to stop everything when the moment was right. A prime example is found in Mark 5. "For she said, 'If I touch even his garments, I will be made well.' And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my garments?'" In the heat of a desperate crowd, Jesus stops everything to notice someone that no one else saw. This woman was not only chronically ill, she was also socially and culturally outcast, and yet Jesus stops everything to address her, to call her daughter, and to graciously restore her to health. In other stories, during a hot day in Samaria, he sits by a well to talk with a lonely, rejected woman, and has one of the most amazing discussions of revelation in all of Scripture. In the bustle and scurry of the temple, he pauses to watch a widow give pennies. He took time out from the crowd of seekers to acknowledge and play with children. Jesus knew when and how to stop, especially for those who were in the margins and easily ignored, those who no one else stopped for. He shut down everything to share these concentrated one-on-one conversations. Do we know how to stop everything like this? Are we in touch enough with Jesus to know when he is calling us to stop? Think of the elderly person who hasn't had a complete conversation in weeks, or the difficult teenager who needs you to explain things yet again, or your spouse who needs you to share a conversation at the end of a busy day. This is often where Jesus calls us, not to just do more stuff, but to stop everything and spend time with someone who needs our time. Are we paying attention? Are we willing to stop? May God help us be aware of those times when we need to stop so we can participate in what He is doing. I'm Greg Williams, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.